Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 72. It is Thursday, January 26, 2012. And I have a bug. It's not the flu, it's not a cold, so it's not terrible. I've just spent all day reading, which is actually kind of nice. Both boys have the same bug. I think the man does too, but the man is such a stoic, we will never know. So we've just hung out all day. I am reading The Forgotten Garden by Kate Morton, who wrote the book that I like so much, The House at Riverton. And this I'm enjoying too. This took me a little longer to get into because there are three different narratives and they're kind of braided together. They're all connective narratives. But, you know, sometimes when you have a book with several narratives running through, you can get lost or it can be hard to really kickstart your enjoyment. And that's how this was for me a little bit at the beginning. And I had other things I needed to read as well. But now I've had a good reading day and it's quite wonderful. I think Kate Morton is a wonderful writer and her stories have, you know, so far I can't say always, this is just my second one, but both The House at Riverton and The Forgotten Garden have mystery. The main characters are seeking to answer questions, figure things out. There's just like, you know, if you're a Downton Abbey person, as you know I am, there's that whole, or any kind of Anglophile, quite frankly, there's that. I think it's interesting that Kate Morton herself is Australian, but seems a bit obsessed with the English. But you know what? Who can blame her? We're all a bit obsessed with the English. Well, maybe not all of us, and some of us who are Irish probably like, not so much, honey. Anyway, okay. So I've got the bug, so this is going to be brief, but don't worry about me, because I'm fine. I just have a little bit of a fever and just have that zapped feeling. It's that kind of bug. Not a big deal. It'll be gone in a couple days. I have made some progress, a little bit. I didn't do much last week. Wasn't here last week on I talked to my mom yesterday, and she's like, "Are you okay? You didn't post." But I'm like, "Mom, I said I might not," but she had missed that. So, but she was very good. She had really practiced some discipline and had not called to give me a hard time for not posting an episode. And I appreciate that, Mom. What do I want to tell you in this introduction? Not much, again, because I'll just ramble on. I have been thinking. Here's something I'll throw out at you. I've been thinking lately about color and pattern and color versus pattern. And I think this came up because of looking for a pattern for the batik fabric that I am making sawtooth stars out of right now. And it occurred to me that patterns were all very well and good, but color seems to me ultimately ultimate. Now, I can see having a pattern that misused color somehow. I mean, it's possible to have a pattern that, no, I don't even know where I'm going with that. I'm going to stop that. But, and I know part of this is my own need for dichotomies and competition and whatever. A versus B, color versus pattern, black versus white, good versus bad, whatever. Part of it is my own mindset. But it did interest me because I thought in some ways, I'm like, how important is the pattern? Is it as important as the fabric, as the colors? And I don't think it is. I think ultimately, in the best quilts, you have a perfect union of a great pattern and great colors, and great fabrics. And they come together in this wonderful dance that makes a wonderful quilt. But if you have great colors, you don't actually need to have that fancy, intricate, advanced of a pattern. I mean, think of modern quilts, which I really like a lot. And most of them have very, very simple patterns, and it's all about color. All about color. I don't know though. I'm trying to think about this a little bit. It's hard to think about anything when you have a bug, but maybe you have some thoughts. Does it matter? Which matters more? Does it matter which matters more? Is this just a silly little rabbit hole I'm going down? Probably. I've got a fever. I can't help myself. Before I forget, I want to say happy podcast-iversary. Podcast-iversary to Susan. aka the History Quilter. I was just catching up with her episodes yesterday and was feeling a little tired and so didn't actually comment. So I thought I would use my own podcast as a voice for voicing my utter delight in Susan and the History Quilter podcast. Yay! One big year. Keep going. I'm worried, you know, she's working on a degree in education and, you know, she's going to become a teacher one of these days and we may not hear from her as much. So let's enjoy her while we can. I want to say thanks to everyone who took time to comment on my last episode. I sure appreciate it. I heard from Pam, who, guess what, also met. I talk about that in the Quilt Diaries. Heard from Noni, and Noni has been having trouble getting emails through to me and wanted me to reiterate, my email is fdal@nc.rr.com. If you need to get in touch with me via email, that's the best way to do it. Otherwise, you can just post a comment. You'll get through to me that way, too. I want to say thanks to Meredith, and I talk more about Meredith's wonderful favor in the Quilt Diary, so we'll get there. Thanks to Kelly the Fifth, to Sally, to Victoria from Peacebrook Quilting, who says that I have hooked her into Downton Abbey. You are so welcome, Victoria. Yes, you're loving it, aren't you? Me too. Thanks to Jay, who is proud of me for designing my own quilt. Heard from Jane, not my mom, another Jane. Heard from Dorothy, Sue, and Barb. And Barb wanted to know if I had seen the Infinite Variety show, The Rose Collection, that the Museum of American Folk Art mounted last March. I did see pictures of that online. And yes, Barb, that is what got me interested in red and white quilts. Just going, oh, I love that. I love red and white. So, yeah, I did see that. And I wish I could have seen it in person. That would have been wonderful. So I think that's it for No. I heard from the wonderful Sherry D. Walker lady over on the Podbean sites. Thank you, Sherry. It's always wonderful to hear from you. If you want to get in touch, you can come over to the WordPress site. That's where the pictures are. And this week I will have pictures of my stars. I now have 5 stars. I had 6 stars, but one of the stars didn't work. Even though I really loved the fabric color combination, there wasn't enough contrast. So last night I ripped it apart and will restar that star in a different configuration with other fabric soon. So now I have 5 stars. And I also have the first block of the month block that I'm doing along with my mom. So there's a picture of that. That's at theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Or you can also go to Podbean, and that is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. I love your comments. I appreciate you taking the time to comment. If you haven't done an iTunes review and the spirit moves you to do so, feel free. They're fun to get to. All right, then. I'm going to go back to reading my books and petting my dog and healing. It's a healing process. I hope you're doing fine. I hope you enjoy the Quilt Diaries. And here they are. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2012. I just started talking, and as soon as I started talking, I heard feet coming this way. Maybe I'm wrong. Usually that's all it takes. I'm left alone all day until I start talking into this microphone. And then someone needs me. Interesting. I'm back from Atlanta. I had a great trip. It was very short. I flew in Thursday, hung out in a hotel room for a couple hours, made a speech, went to bed, got up, and had breakfast with Pam. What a nice thing. What a nice opportunity to meet someone I really like. And I wondered, I thought, will it be strange? I mean, I've always felt very simpatico with Pam, listening to Hip to Be a Square, her podcast. I've always felt like she's someone I would like a lot, that I did like a lot. And would that chemistry, would there be chemistry in real life? Or was it all an illusion? But you know what? There was. There was chemistry. It was like talking to an old friend. It was great. And I realized later, the interesting thing is, I think we talked about quilting all of 3.5 minutes. We talked a lot of family stuff and life stuff and just a little bit of quilting stuff. So I thought that was quite interesting. And you may have heard, if you are a listener to Quilting for the Rest of Us, that Pam will be one of the people at the big quilt show in Hampton, Virginia, coming up in February. Sandy will be there. I will be there. Pam. I'm not sure who else. Some other people are kind of up in the air. I've heard rumors that AJ from the Quilting Pot will be there, and Tanisha might be there. She won't know for a while. She's got to make the call closer to the date. So that's exciting. And there's going to be a meetup, and I'll let Sandy organize all of that because I'm, you know, me. So anyway, it was great to meet Pam in real life. Guess what? In real life, she sounds exactly the same as she does on her podcast. She is not doing voices on her podcast. That's how the real Pam sounds. And she's very, very funny in real life. That's not just a turn on the mic kind of thing. And she's funny. She's funny in real life too. And just lovely. A lovely, warm, nice person. So that was great. It made going to Atlanta worth it. I always, before I travel, have a couple days of anxiety. I'm not afraid of flying. I don't like to fly. I've probably talked about this. You know, I take the Dramamine, and for the most part, it works. It's just, I don't know. I just like being home with my people and my machines and my quilts and my books and all my stuff. I like being home with my people and my stuff. But it was a good trip, and seeing Pam made it a great trip. We went to the Waffle House. That was real Southern of us, I think. So what else to tell you? First of all, I need to say thanks to Meredith, who is just a fabulous person. I appreciate a lot of people gave me some advice about what to do with this hexagon garden quilt. Meredith actually went online. She did a Google search and was able to find the pattern. You know how sometimes if you Google search something, you actually can get into the pages of a book? And she did. She found the pattern. She agreed with me that it was the writing of the pattern egregiously bad. And she explained to me what I needed to do. If you'll recall, my problem was how to fill in the negative space triangle shape spaced on the sides of the quilt. I just could not figure out a way to do it. Well, what you do is you don't fill it in. You essentially cut it off using your border strips, which I feel like is a huge waste of fabric. You know, I'm looking at it still up on the quilt on my wall, on my design wall. And I'm going to get sewing on this thing sometime this week. And it just seems like a lot of fabric to cut off. So I don't know about that. I guess maybe that's just how you do it with these kind of quilts. But anyway, Meredith figured it out for me. Also did a Corel drawing for me of how to go about it. And I just am so appreciative of that. I really am. So, and there were times when I was reading the instructions, I'm like, I don't get it. I really felt like they missed the step, but they didn't miss a step. They just did not explain it very well. You know, I love the Lintot girls. You know, I do. I love their patterns. I love their aesthetic. I do. But gosh, some of these directions just are not great. Can still get the books, and you know what, if you have trouble, just let me know and I'll pass that on to Meredith. She'll help you out. So that, I think, is my big news. I have made some more stars. I'll take a picture. What I'm doing is actually putting painter's tape on the stars. These are my sawtooth stars made out of the batiks I got for Christmas. I want to say the Sunset Collection, it may be that, from Keepsake Quilts. And I'm putting painter's tape on the back of each block. When I finish it, I'm actually putting the stars on the wall where they're going to hang. And it's kind of fun. And I will take a picture of that. And I got, finally, not finally, but I got my first block of the month from Grandma's Attic. The only reason I say finally is because I think my mom got hers last week. So if I work tonight, I think I may see what I can do with it. It looks very cute. The pattern, the block pattern, is called Crazy House. I think I can figure out how to do it just looking at it. It's some triangles involved, some half-square triangles, a lot of half-square triangles. The fabric is quite lovely in a There's a blue and a purple, a light purple and a sort of peachy pink. So I think that it will be very pretty. And I hope to, again, get that to put together in time to take a picture to put it on the blog before I post this on Thursday, which I will. I skipped last Thursday. I was in Atlanta. I told you I was going to skip. And I didn't collect any quilt diaries. What's going on? What is going on? I didn't do a lot of quilting last week, partly just walking around kind of feeling anxious about my trip. It's been very gloomy, although today was beautiful. And it is amazing what a beautiful day will do for you, your spirits. Lift them right up. I felt lifted up by the weather today. But, you know, that's how it goes in January in North Carolina. So you get a lot of gloomy weather, and I live in a dark house. And I don't know what I've been doing. I've been going to the gym. I've been really good. I've lost some weight. I think I've told you about this, that I've got the thing at my college, at my old alma mater, Wake Forest, like March 22nd. And I'd like to be down 10 pounds by then. I'm working. I'm going to the gym. So, and that's the thing about going to the gym, though. I actually have been enjoying it. And my motivation has not been so much weight loss, because quite frankly, I work out a lot. I mean, not intensively, but, you know, work out enough to, I really question the role of exercise in weight loss. I know, which is, you say that and people are like, oh, what do you mean? But just personal experience, I've got to tell you, I was at my heaviest when I was working out like 4 times a week, you know, so there you have it. But what's been very good is to go to the gym and get those endorphins, get the endorphin hit. This time of year, for people like me and maybe you, the endorphin hit, very important. So that's been great. I've really enjoyed that, and I've been very conscientious about making playlists that are fun to exercise to, and I'm just doing the ellipticals, having a great time. Knitting some, you know, partly what's going on is, so I finished up a draft. Yay! But to finish that draft, I had to sit down and work a lot. And so I've been sitting a lot. And, you know, I've been sitting and knitting a lot. And I just, my back has just been getting not bad. Don't have the bad back, just have a bothersome back. And so, you know, it's like my shoulders and my hips. It's not even my back. It's just my shoulders and my hips have, you know, just kind of, I just haven't wanted to sit since I finished that draft. So my knitting is kind of, I'm going to finish those sweaters though. I said I will. I'm going to do it. I'm making good progress. Nonetheless, as I think like this week, I feel like this is going to be a quilting week because I really want to be moving around. I really want to be up and about. But last week was a little bit more of a sitting and finishing the draft and being anxious about traveling and practicing my speech and sitting some more. So this week is about being up and moving and getting some work done, some quilty work, having a good time. And I'm looking forward. I'm looking at the Hexagon Garden quilt right now. So now that I know what to do, I'm kind of looking forward to finishing that up. All right, here are those footsteps again. This is the dog, but I think Will is following behind the dog. Will had to come home today. He has a fever. Poor guy. He seems okay. He's got a fever. That was Will wanting a chocolate chip cookie. I just opened up the package of fabrics from my grandma's garden, the Language of Flowers Block of the Month clubs. There's a batik, and it's a white with yellow dye. It's funny. So when I first opened up, I'm like, why did they give me this rather soiled looking piece of fabric? I thought, is that for like special ironing? But then I realized, no, it's just this batik that's white with yellow. But the yellow is such that it really kind of looks like someone poured their tea over it and then tried to clean it, or maybe actually used it. Like if you took a handkerchief and used it to wipe up spilled tea or something. That's sort of what it looks like. I know, doesn't that sound lovely? I'm sure it will be lovely in context. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. And you'll see this when I take the picture and post it on my blog for when I post this episode on Thursday. I used the fabric from the Sunset Batik collection from Keepsake Quilts that I really don't like. It's a real yellowy green, like an icky yellowy green. But you know what? In the context of the quilt, it looks fine. I paired it with the darker green, and it looks good. And you could see how the quilt will benefit from this fabric. I wanted to say, too, I don't have the comments in front of me, but someone mentioned, it may have been Jay and somebody else as well, said something about they noticed in the sawtooth
stars that it looked like I had done something funky with the center square and some, I feel badly saying Jay and someone else. I'll find out who it is and I'll get back to you on that. But I said noticed that I had done that a little differently, and I have. Because in a sawtooth star has 6 points. The points are made from little flying geese pieces. I think they're flying geese pieces, and made out of 3 triangles. And then the center is just supposed to be this big honkin' solid square of the same fabric that the points are made out of. But you know, there's something about the big honkin' solid square of fabric that the points are made. I don't like the big honkiness of it, or the honking bigness of it. It just seems like a blind eye to me in a way. So I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to cut that up, that square in the middle up, and then sew it back together? And you have to make it a little bigger because, of course, you lose a little bit. Is that right? Yeah, you do. But anyway, and then would that add some texture? And what I found with the first star, and I don't know if you can see this if you went back to the last episode and looked at the picture of that star, is it gives, because these are batiks, it gives a fabric, it gives a feel of movement. And think about it, like if you've seen, you know, a Discovery Channel show on the sun, and you know, when you see kind of close-ups of the sun, and you can see the gases moving, I think that's what we're seeing. It's just a big ball of gas, right? Or is that, I don't know. Anyway, but you know what I mean? I mean, you can, and so I felt like, with the batiks and the cutting it up, it did. It kind of, and that was by accident, but I really liked it. So yes, I have been cutting the big honking square in the middle into 4 smaller squares and sewing them up together. And I really like how it looks. And I do feel with each star, it gives it a sense of motion and movement of being alive. They're living stars. Although I guess most of the stars we're looking at aren't living. Most of the stars that we see, I guess, are already gone. It just takes so long for their light to get to us. That's very sad and poetic, I know. What else do I have to tell you today? I don't think I have anything else to tell you. I've told you that Will is sick and Jack is being 12, going on 13. Those good, happy days of Christmas are so far behind us, but he'll come back. He will, because spring break is coming, and then he'll be kind of happy and cheerful during that. And the man is fine. And I've been working. So I think we've covered it. I think we've covered it. But I do want to say special thanks to Meredith again, because that was very kind. I think that, you know, one of the things I wonder about is, like, is this community that I feel and sometimes talk about, is it real? And I feel like, yeah. I mean, I think when someone goes to the trouble to draw you a Corel picture of what you should do and really takes that time, that feels like real community to me. And of course, meeting Pam and just thinking, wow, she's really my friend, even though this is the first time I've ever shared a physical space with her, that kind of made me feel like, oh, this is for real. You know, it's not just stuff we're making up. I mean, if we spent a lot of time together, we would have our issues. We would have to have our serious talks. Well, you've really been, you know, frustrating me, Francis. I know, Pam, and there's something that you do I've been meaning to. You know, if we lived in the same place, we'd have to have that talk or whatever. But, that's just, you know, what you do when you spend a whole lot of time with somebody. But that's kind of the joy of the internet friendship, isn't it? That so often you don't have to have that talk. Okay, now I'm really rambling. All right, that's it for now. I'm going to be back soon to update you further on my wonderful quilty life. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Wednesday, January 25th, 2012. I think I have Will's bug. I told you yesterday that Will had a bug, didn't I? Fever. Nothing bad. Nothing horrible. But now I've got it. Hot dogs for dinner. That's what I'm thinking. You know that you're kind of coming down with something when you start thinking, okay, now, when am I going to get started on dinner? I have like a sort of a jambalaya, sort of a mock jambalaya. I'm not going to do the whole jambalaya thing, but a nice, easy, fairly simple dinner planned with chicken and some turkey sausage and rice and that kind of stuff. Really simple, actually. And the thought of doing it suddenly just, I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Like, maybe I'm coming down with Will's virus. I think I am, but I don't feel terrible, just tired and hot. My cheeks are rosy. The thing is, you know, sometimes, like, say, if I'd been feeling this way last week at this time, I would have been totally bummed because I'd be like, oh, man, I got to fly to Atlanta and I got to finish up my draft and da-da-da. But you know what? I have flown to Atlanta and I have flown back home. Yay. And I finished my draft. And in fact, I just sent it to my editor. So you know what I have to do? Nothing. I have to go to Will's basketball game on Saturday. I have no plans. Well, my book club meets tomorrow night. And if I'm sick, I'm not going. But other than that, you know, so it's okay. It's okay. And so my house goes a few more days without being cleaned. We have a lot of hardwood floors. This is the thing. I don't have a huge desire to have a cleaning lady. That's a lie. I have a humongous desire to have a cleaning lady. But I don't really feel I need one. I just need help with the floors because we have a lot of hardwoods. But that was going to be my plan this week, thwarted now, to do the hardwoods. I went out and got the special cleaning junk to do the hardwoods. It's going to have to wait till next week. Travis needs to be groomed. We can do it next week. See, it's nothing but a thing. I'm going to sit on the couch and read. First, I'm making Will some hot chocolate. And then I'm going to lie down on the couch and read. I finished my first block of the month that I'm doing with my mom, the Grandma's Attic. Is it Grandma's Attic? Yes, we have a place here called Everything But Granny's Panties. A very cool thrift shop, not a quilt shop. Grandma's Attic. So the block of the month that I'm doing with my mom, that's what I've done today. I have, after I finished proofreading the draft and got it sent to my editor, I have been working on that block. I have finished it. I'll have to tell you, the directions that they send you are actually, there's at least five different kits that they sent out. So there's like a 1930s flowers and the batiks, which is what my mom and I are doing. And for some reason, I had it in my head that we were doing the 1930s version. It's all the same quilt. It's all the same block, but just different fabrics. So so I took the A fabric, and I was looking at it, and I was supposed to cut so many blocks from it. I'm like, I don't see how I can, or, you know, not blocks, but squares. And I thought, I don't think I can get that many squares, and I'm moving it around. And, you know, my math skills aren't great. So, I was just like, I'm just not getting it. I'm not getting it. But I called my mom, and she said, oh, you know, are you looking at the right one? And I realized I wasn't. I was looking at the 1930s. Directions, and I should have been looking at the batik directions. So yay, mom, for catching that. So then I got everything cut out, and it's quite cute. I will take a picture. And I don't know, since I'm feeling a little foggy-headed now, whether I'm going to finish any more stars. I have made a decision that I'm going to make my Sawtooth Stars quilt a bit smaller. Because I realized if I did 16 blocks, it was going to be bigger than I needed it to be for the space I am making it for. So I think I'm going to do 12 blocks. The good news, that means I'm halfway done. Yay! But when you're feeling a little foggy-headed, not always a good thing to be handling a rotary cutter. That's my little tip for you. Don't say I never gave you a tip. When you're drunk or down with a fever, no rotary cutting for you. Please, please don't do it. Blood on the fabric is what I'm saying. Okay, you can tell. I'm like, woo, whoop-de-doo, I'm a little out of it. I'm not out of it. Just have whatever this bug is. So I'm going to finish up here, and I'm sure I will at some point find myself coherent enough tomorrow to finish this up entirely and do the introduction and say hello, hello, goodbye, goodbye. Oh, my goodness. Listen to me go on. What is wrong with me? Fever. I got the fever. I'm saying goodbye. I'm stopping now. Stop me, please. Okay. Goodbye. Oh, but you know what? I forgot to say, have a good week. Before I say goodbye, have a good week. I hope you get some quilting done. Make some time for yourself, if at all possible. And if you get sick, go lie down on the couch. All right. Bye.